What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not gonna be a podcast. It's gonna be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Welcome to How to Not Comedy. Welcome back, Joel Pearce. Thanks for coming on, mate.
Nice to be here.
Yeah,
fucking good to see you, mate.
Good to see you, man.
It's been a fucking bit.
Yeah,
been a bit out of action. What's going on?
Fucking can't get a spot, bro.
Can't get a spot.
It's a bit like that, eh?
Do me Sunday sign-ups.
Yep.
No fucking luck.
Yeah. No luck.
No stag. No club this week. Dipped out on the Kent last week because I had fucking too much uni work, but doesn't sound like I missed the fucking...
You didn't miss a whole lot, no.
Except that big gym.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. Yeah. Yeah, I'll show you the video.
Yeah, nice.
It's fucking mad.
Yeah, I'm working near Beaumont Street now, so like every day around lunchtime, I'm just like...
Is he here?
Looking for him.
I don't think he's... That's big gym business hours.
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably fucking... Who knows? Who knows what he's up to?
Yeah.
He's more of a night stalker.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's on the prowl after dark. He might be a vampire.
You reckon?
What's the real big gym, though?
We reckon he's a doctor.
What's his birth certificate
Doc
name?
Jim. Doc Jim.
But purely rectal exams. That's all does.
Yeah.
Oh, and I would go to him.
Oh, yeah.
He's trustworthy.
Magic fingers.
Fingers like fucking bananas.
Yeah.
He's a big fella.
He's, yeah. Well, the big is not false advertising.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
Spot on.
Yeah.
He's probably got a huge cock, too, the way he talks about it.
I wonder if he's ever been to jail. If he's really been to jail.
Don't know. You'll have to ask him.
It wouldn't surprise me.
The boxes.
Yeah. We've been trying to get him on the pod for ages, but could never make
it
work.
He's elusive. He's an elusive guest. Yeah. I've got his number.
Yeah, so have I.
I'll probably just call him.
Is it connected?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I've talked to him before. Just fucking called him up for a chat.
Nice.
I'm like, fuck it. What's Big Jim up to?
I was trying to get him to do a show, like a history comedy show.
Yeah.
I'd write all the history side of things and make it, like, work, and then Big Jim would just be Big Jim. I wanted to do it as Ned Kelly, the history of Ned Kelly as told by Big Jim.
That would, yeah, that'd be fucking funny to hear his take on how events unfolded.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
The cops are dogs to Big Jim.
Yeah.
Like he fucking hates them. He hates coppers.
I like the idea of the day in a life.
Big
Jim. Yeah, I want to do a doco, like follow him around for a day, and then just at the end of the doco, he just performs stand-up that night. And that's the thing. It's like a half an hour fucking thing. Just follow him around. What are you doing today?
Just watch him.
Can you imagine that?
Busking.
Yeah, just fucking half an hour of tambourine.
Yeah.
I'd watch it.
Yeah.
I think everyone would. I think it's a hit. I think it's way better idea than my one.
I think we're putting it on the Patreon. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
Gotta get some fucking subscribers.
Produced by Your Joking.
Apparently, Adam tried to sign up for the Patreon and he couldn't figure it out. Couldn't sign up. I don't know if it's because he's retarded or because there's a problem with it, but...
Let's wait until he signs up properly before we call him retarded. We want his money first, Ethan.
Nah, he's retarded. He tried to sign up. He couldn't figure it out. He's not going to bother.
Yeah. Someone who can't count to 10 is no good at entering credit card details into websites.
Yep.
I wonder how he reacted. Did he just stare at the computer like he does everyone else?
Yeah, I think he nodded and then went...
He doesn't use the keyboard. He just stares at it and hopes it does what he wants.
He pecks the keyboard with his nose to enter his credit card details. Old fucking naughty Adam.
But yeah, no, it's been quiet gig-wise. I think it's been 2.5-3 weeks since I've done a spot. So yeah, it's been
fuck, man. I think we need to quit bitching about it and just start some rooms.
Yeah. Thursday night.
Dog shit comedy rooms, whatever. I know they want to do another open mic here, which would be good.
Yeah.
More chance to get a spot.
Yeah, 100%.
I want to do that variety talent show thing that I've been working around in my brain. Like, just not particularly comedy. Like, you can do comedy. Has to be new.
Yeah.
If you're going to do the talent show.
Yeah.
Spots are like a minute long.
All right. Like gong show
style.
Yeah.
But not gonging people, but like a panel thing.
Yeah.
They do a thing for a minute. You talk to them.
Yeah,
fucking next
good.
Act. names out of a bucket, that type of shit.
Give some space to the fuck some of the weird shit I've seen at the open mic. The fucking spoken word chick and...
Yeah, if you know something's going to be particularly heinous, you could just try it at that one-minute show and then just... then just get roasted for it and then you're like, oh, okay, I get it. Like, I did a fucking joke at the Stag the other week and it was like a joke about acknowledgement of country.
Yeah.
And how it like pisses me off when white people do it.
Yeah.
Because if like an Aboriginal person does it, it's like, yeah, you stole my shit. But if a white person does it, it's like, we stole your shit.
Yeah, well, we're bragging about it.
Yeah. Like, maybe we should shut the fuck up with the acknowledgement of countries. And I was like, I don't know how that's going to go. But
it is white people shit, though. It's not an Indigenous...
Well, it started with like Aboriginal elders and shit would say it.
There's the...
And then white people stole it off them, as we do.
Welcome to country where they do the fucking gum leaves and the fire and all that shit. But the acknowledgement of country, which we have like for every staff meeting they do it.
Yeah.
And like I try and actively avoid the guy. I go, who's going to do the acknowledgement of country? And I'm like,
fucking not me.
Ignore it. And every time I end up doing it, I'm like, I'd like to acknowledge that there's no Indigenous people here today to see us do this. So this is just self-serving and we're patting ourselves on the back.
Yeah.
Does everyone feel good? Everyone feel good about it?
Great. Yeah, great.
Let's go.
That's what it feels like.
Let's talk about fucking KPIs, you fuckwits.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Nah, it's dumb as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it makes, you fucking nailed that. And it makes me feel fucking weird about it. Like, just like, is anyone going to do anything about this? No? Well, maybe we should stop.
Yeah. How about where you like, you know, try and raise them up to like the standard of education that normal white kids get, or not make them living fucking ghettos in the desert, or you know any myriad of things that's wrong in the Aboriginal communities.
So these
that
are the
can
conversations
actually help them
that we should be having on the talent show.
Let's
get real.
Let's not fucking help these people. Let's just tell them, remind them how we stole their land.
So New South Wales though has the most Indigenous people of any of the states or territories. Which I was in one of my fucking psychology exams, like, which state has the most? And you're like, you instantly go towards, like, Western Australia or
Northern Territory.
Yeah.
But no, it's New South Wales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's because that's where all the problems are, Joel.
Right.
So that's why we're like, oh, that's where they all are.
Yeah.
Where all those problems are.
Yeah.
But they're also the most rural areas where they don't get funding, where they're fucking out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
I'd be fucking losing my mind too if I had to live in Perth. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I'll be off the rails.
Exactly.
Perth's probably fine, but like out of Perth, you just be like, there's nothing here.
I don't know. Perth's pretty shit. Everything closes at fucking 3 o'clock and it looks nice.
Like, yeah,
that's
I like
got
that.
Going for it is it's really pretty.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a shithole.
Mm.
It's all mining. That's it. It's all mining money.
Cashed up bogans.
Yeah.
I'm getting old, though. I could go to somewhere where everything shuts at 3. I'm fucking up at 6 every morning anyway.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm fucking complaining about. Like, it's not like I'm going out fucking clubbing or fucking anything exciting anymore past 5 o'clock.
Yeah, everywhere shuts at 3. Fucking good.
I'm shitty that Kmart's fucking closed at 11, you know? Like, because I just want to walk around and fucking kick balls around Kmart. Like, that's my idea of a good time now.
Yeah.
Oh, man, there's nothing better than getting those, you know, those rubber plastic balls, the clear ones with all the patterns, and just fucking pelting one of those as hard as you can.
Yep.
They're amazing.
Had a fucking kid.
Yep.
Yeah. Decide it's time to learn a kickflip down the back of fucking Kmart.
Ah, yeah. Like your fucking old roommate, Ethan used to live in this unit with this fucking crazy cunt downstairs. Mm. Used to go off his head about noise, then renovate through the day. Fucking cunt. God, he was an old cunt.
Yeah, so we got the shits because my roommate was practicing kickflips in the lounge room.
Right.
Right on top of his head. Like, we're upstairs. He comes up bashing on the door. He's like, what are you doing? And we're like, oh, we're just moving some furniture around. Fuck you, man. yeah, he was not a happy boy.
Yeah.
The last people that lived in that place burnt the garage out, though, before they moved out. So I think they had some issues with him, too.
That sounds like meth lab behavior.
Yeah, it could have been a bad meth lab.
Yeah.
But, like, don't take it out on your garage. Take it out on his garage.
Yeah,
but he didn't have a garage.
House, yeah.
He just had a fucking... His car wasn't parked in a garage, so... I don't know.
Yeah.
I was thinking about going letting his tyres down, but I was like, I can't be fucked.
Oh, man, those psycho thoughts you get when someone fucking wrongs you.
Oh, every day.
Oh,
we share a house, like, with our landlord.
Yeah.
And I, like, my current one is he's just bought a brand new white van.
Mm.
I want to paint a massive cock on the side of his fucking van.
Yeah.
And I, like, ran it past the missus and I was like, so would you be mad? She goes, look, I wouldn't be mad. And I go, would you think it's funny? She's like, yeah, I think it's funny. I'm like, all right, that sounds like a fucking yes. She goes, I don't want you to do it. I'm like, yeah, but you think it would be funny and you wouldn't be mad.
Yeah.
There's really no downsides.
That outweighs me not wanting me to do it. So, like,
yeah.
I keep, like, driving past Bunnings going, I think it's time for that fluoro pink spray paint.
Yeah.
But I thought rape van, like, spray painting rape van on the side of it would be better than the cock.
Do a stencil. Don't freehand it. Do a stencil.
Look legit.
Yeah. Put a fucking logo on it.
Yeah.
Like it's a tall stick figure with a little stick figure.
Yeah,
that's
nice.
That can be the icon.
Yeah, we're right next to a school too. So
perfect. Has he got curtains on the windows?
No, but I might install them as well.
Yeah. That's the move.
A little bit of haberdashery.
Yep.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, I've got, like, a tomahawk in my car from when I moved. So it's just, like, I keep forgetting that it's, like, under my fucking driver's seat. But then I'm like, I should just, every time I park, I'm like, I should just fucking hatchet his fucking tires. Like, constant intrusive thoughts about how to fuck this guy's life up.
Mm. There's a trick you can do. You get the valve cap.
Put the ball
put the
in
rock
it.
In it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's a good one.
It's too much time. Like, I'm there fucking around too long. I just want
to... You've got to be quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Ethan's little brother when we were kids. Dog move, looking back on it. But it was funny at the time. Decided that we're going to throw a stink bomb in someone's car.
Mm-hmm.
Just real fucking mature stuff for a 14-year-old boy to do. And I said to Ethan's little brother, we've got to be quick. I said, it's got to look completely natural. Like, we're just walking past. They can't see you dropping in the car. He's like, yep, no worries. I'm like, all right. I said, if you don't get it on the first go, just keep walking. Don't fuck around. Don't stop. Yep, no worries. Walking past the ute. First thing he does, he goes to pop it. But, like, those stink bombs, like, there's a knack to them. So he's fucking around. He's standing there. He's fucking around. And then he just throws it in the window after it, like, he gets it.
Yeah.
And the dude just saw him. He's just like, oi! Fucking.
Which makes it way better.
Yeah.
It probably would have just popped. All the smell would have left.
Oh, no. That shit was, like, it was fucked up. The stuff that actually came out of the packet, if that had got into his carpet, he wouldn't have got that smell out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was real fucked.
Completely rode off a mate's car at a Bucks party with shaving cream.
Yeah.
So you do. We froze a can of shaving cream, and he'd left his window just a crack open.
Yeah.
So you freeze the can, then you break the can open, and you just shave, like, bits of the shaving cream.
Oh, yeah, expands.
Because there's, like, 100 metres of fucking shaving cream. So we just slid the little bits of shaving cream through the window. Leave it. It all fucking...
Yeah, expands.
Yeah, expands. Yeah. And just filled, like, the whole dashboard. Wrote the car off. Completely fucked.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good times.
How did it fuck the car?
Because it just went all in through the dash, all through the electrics. Because it just filled the whole front seat. Like...
That's fucking wild. I didn't know there was that much foam in there.
Yeah. It's like fucking... Not a kilometre, but it's like that much fucking foam.
Yeah.
So like, it's all compressed into the can. Yeah. So if you freeze it and shave it off, bit by bit, put it in, completely fuck this car.
Well, yeah, this bloke caught my brother and Mitch fucking chucking the stink bomb in and then chased him.
He chased us. And I went to... You know, I'm a short kid. I was a short kid. Yep. I'm a short adult now. And we run down this road. I went to, like, jump the fence, do the old alley-oop.
Yep.
Like, caught my leg and just, like, completely ate shit. And I remember, like, laying on the ground, landed, like, back first, wind out of me, and being so terrified that this cunt was going to catch me because he would have given me a flogging. Yeah. I deserved it. But I remember
just chasing,
like,
you in the car, driving around, getting madder and madder because of the stink.
Oh, like, yeah.
When I catch him.
Oh, yeah. We went and hid in someone's backyard, and we just saw his ute chucking laps looking for us. I think we waited there for about an hour. My fat little brother, I wasn't fat back then, he was fat. He wanted to come with us. I was like, nah, dude, you can't run. He's like, oh, no, I can. I'm like, no, Tom. No. Thank fuck.
Fucking good call, yeah, actually. Because he would have copped a flogging.
Yeah, he would have. He would have not only copped the flogging, he would have ratted on us.
Yeah.
Because he was always like that.
Yeah.
And then that would have been it. We would have been caught.
Bugger. Got away with it, though.
Got away with it. Fucking funny little story.
Yeah.
Funny little story about the time I fucked some dude's ute.
The things you fucking remember when you're stoned. Like, yeah. God, I was a cunt.
Oh, yeah. I had one of those thoughts last night. Just, like, looking back at some of the fucking horrible shit I did growing up to, like, other kids.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, dude. Like, that. You get that moment of, like, empathy.
Yeah.
For the other person. You're like, oh, no. I did that to that person.
I had that the other day. There's a mate of mine. He's just, like, he moved to Canada years ago. He did this long post about how, you know, for years he's been dealing with, like, depression and suicidal thoughts and stuff. And same thing, I started reflecting. I was like, oh, fuck, we used to brutalise that poor cunt. Like, I definitely contributed to that over the years. We, like, had a camping trip. It's like four or five of us out on a mate's property. We stayed out there. And we, you know, we got too young for drugs or alcohol, so like, we had a big fucking bag full of lollies and fucking chips and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there's a bag of marshmallows in there because we were going to fucking roast them over the fire or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was like fucking summer, so it was like 40 degrees and the marshmallows just like all melted into the packet into one big solid fucking thing. So we ripped it open and just like ran it down his back and it stuck to his back like fucking napalm.
Oh, fuck.
Couldn't get it off, right?
Yeah.
So he's like in tears. Can't get it out in the dam, can't do anything. So he goes, we go up to the house and he ends up in the shower with the guy's farm, his mum. So not even his mum, someone else's mum.
Yeah.
He's in the shower with a scrubbing brush trying to scrub it off. He's in tears like, because someone else's mum's cleaning. And we're just like laying on the floor fucking dying. I'm driving around the car the other day going, I reckon that might have done it. He didn't have depression before that, but that fucking kicked it into gear.
Yeah.
And yeah, just, oh, man. Yeah. Like, just so many times that we fuck with that guy.
That yeah.
Poor cunt.
Yeah. Poor bastard.
Yeah, I did that to my brother when we were little. I just fucking remembered this. It's like I must have been like 5 years old.
Mm.
And I just filled up the jug with like hot water in the bath and then just poured it on his back. What a kind of a thing to do. And he's just screaming in pain. And I'm like, why did I do that? What the fuck is wrong with me? Like, immediately regretted my decision.
Oh, man.
It's like, yeah, don't do it again, I guess. It's fucked. Yeah, we need to start some more rooms up here.
Yeah.
Need to fucking do some more open mics, get them going. There's just not enough on.
Nah, it's... And with Cardiff eating shit, even though, you know, it was a...
It was just too big. We could have had that room somewhere else and it would have been okay if it was at a smaller venue.
Yeah.
You can't have that few people packed into a fucking if they did 1,000-seater.
Did it in the pokies area, just stuck us in the corner of the fucking smoking section, it would have worked better.
Yeah.
Too big a room.
Yeah, it's crazy. Can't be doing that.
No.
Here he is.
Here I am.
How's it going, mate?
Oh, mate, it's all happening for me.
All happening?
Yeah. No, good, but yeah.
Speaking of starting rooms, the room starter himself, Ben McLennan's here.
The room? Is that my new nickname?
The room starter, yeah.
Oh, the room. Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you just said the room starter, like, I'm called the room now. I'm not that fat. Yeah. Well, there's a fat joke in there. But
No, you're a shit open mic. We can only fit five blokes in you at once.
Yeah. I'm trying. I have ambition to fit everyone.
Everyone can do as much time as they want.
As long as it goes for 2 hours, that's what. There will be a break in the middle, but it's mainly so I can do my Kegels.
Yeah.
Put on a show for everyone.
Welcome back to the podcast, Ben McLennan, comedian extraordinaire. Hey?
Well, we're not going then.
No, we were. I just wanted to introduce you.
Oh, right, okay.
Onto the podcast for people listening at home.
For those who don't know me.
Yeah,
for those. About inflicting mental health conditions on people.
On people.
I'll do that.
You ever done something fucking horrific to someone? Like, that could have scarred them for life?
I've slept with a few women, yes.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, not that I know of.
Yeah.
I'd have to really think about that one, but...
Me and Ethan went camping.
Everyone loves me.
Ben's a nice person. Yeah. We're all cunts. That's
me and Ethan went camping with some kids once.
Bad start to the
sentence. Phrasing.
It was last at the
time.
Week.
Yeah. Kids at the time.
Yeah. Yeah,
me and Ethan went camping last week with some kids.
A short-lived journey as camp counsellors.
picked up a couple of scout leader uniforms down at the fucking Salvos.
Yeah, man, they don't require any ID to buy those things.
They
it's crazy.
Credentials. I was never even in scouts.
Yeah. They'll just let you wear them. It's like stolen valor, but instead of valor, it's kids' assholes.
So, kids, I'm going to show you some knots. Give us your wrists.
This is a balloon knot.
Yeah. See, this one has just four knots on a string. We're going to see if we can get number four, boys.
Here's a rope I froze earlier. Let's play tug of war, boys.
Should we fucking roast him? He shall not be named. Once you get that drink down.
I nearly died.
Fucking hell.
Right, cough. Just as I swallowed some beer.
All
right.
Not you.
No. Is this tying into doing something so horrific to someone that they need counselling or the fuck we're talking about?
We're about to.
Ah, okay, right.
Yeah, we're about to bully someone.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. I love bullying.
So, one of our previous guests... came onto the podcast. We actually had a really good podcast with him, didn't we?
It was fine. It was a good time. I had a great time.
Great. Yeah. I said some
slurs.
Did it
not come out already?
Yeah, and now it's not out anymore. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. We'll get into it.
All right.
Was this the most recent one?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, comes on. We have a great... It's a good podcast.
Yeah,
we're riffing.
There's nothing wrong with it. He doesn't sound like he usually sounds on the podcast. He had like a fucking... His voice was like...
Yeah, it didn't even sound like him. There you go. And he didn't even say anything bad. I dropped a slur at one point.
I dropped multiple slurs back to back.
Yeah.
You ended on one.
So,
probably.
So this fucking pussy, right, hits me up last night at about 9 o'clock and goes, I'll read out the messages. Right. All right.
I'm going to go back.
And look, if you fucking come onto a show and then ask to get the episode pulled, that's it. Gloves are off.
Who is he? Fucking Bradley Bishop.
Yeah. That is a Bradley move, isn't it?
It is a Bradley move.
Fucking
censoring.
Hell.
Yeah. Taking,
oh, I think
taking
the fucking CIA is watching it and fucking sending it to my employer.
Too many edibles. That's his fucking problem. No one cares.
It's a
local Australian comedy podcast. Only other comedians are fucking listening to it.
I know. So he goes,
you're doing enough to diminish your work reputation but just by doing your job, Brad. Comedy's not going to affect it, son.
Yeah, people have met him.
They're aware.
Yeah, I didn't meet him and go, wow, what a professional.
They're aware you've got a bitch name.
It's fine. Anyway, enough about bitch boy Bradley and his shitty fucking podcast.
Talk about the other bitch boy.
Yeah.
Taylor.
He goes, people are harassing me over that podcast, LMAO. They're annoying me, so can you take it down? He spelt down wrong.
You sack up, son.
Who was...
It's funny that someone with Down syndrome can't spell down.
Who out of the 27 people that listened are harassing him?
That's what I said. I said, who? He goes, some people who are friends of friends. Regardless, I don't
friends
want their...
Friends? Fuck them. They're not your friends.
I know.
They're not your friends. If they're harassing
you
because you did a fucking podcast, they're not your friends.
Yeah. Yeah. He goes, can you pull it or put it on Patreon? I said... Yeah, we can move it to Patreon. I said, I can't do it right away. Ethan runs it, not me.
It's going to take you, 6 to 8 weeks.
So,
it's a long process.
Yeah. I want an apology video first.
Yes, that's what we need.
That's what we need.
I apologize for the words that I said on the How to Not Comedy podcast, which is clearly satire, by the way. Like, fuck me. It's entertainment. I'm like,
the podcast is called How to Not Comedy.
Yeah.
You can't make
so
it any more
so horrific that he needed
nothing.
To take
it down. He's making it up. He's lying because he's gotten second thoughts about some fucking naughty words that he said on a podcast. And he's
one, I don't believe you have friends. And then two, if those people had friends, I don't believe they had friends. Fucking massive plot hole to begin with, cunt.
Cunt, we've met you.
You've got associates. Yeah. That's it. You've got people who have met you. They're not friends.
Who the fuck is listening to this podcast and then going out and harassing?
Getting
no one.
Upset about what you're listening to.
Ah, dude.
Fuck.
Come on. Come on, dude. You're the one. He's the one who gets heat out of all of our guests. We've done 100 and how many fucking episodes now? And it's like he's the first one to ever get heat.
Yeah.
Me and Ethan have never gotten heat.
No.
For any of the shit that we've said on here.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I'd be trying to get heat for 126 episodes.
Exactly.
No one's giving me heat.
Dude. It's
bring
fuck.
The heat.
Come on, I want to lose my job. All right.
I hate my job. Don't want to work it anymore.
Oh, listen to it. I don't understand what was bad about it.
There's nothing bad about it.
Yeah. Oh, and then like the ending joke, which is hilarious in my mind. But yeah, maybe people might take issue with that. But you said that, not fucking anything.
Yeah, and
else,
which, so. If you take it what I said literally, you're a fucking moron.
Yes. Like,
So is he actually bisexual? Is that legit?
Yeah.
Yeah, he buys sexual favors from fucking.
He's never even fucked a dude. He's not really bisexual.
He wants to be.
Oh, I'm curious.
Yeah, he's...
He's not even tough enough to fuck
the best part about it was...
I'm curious as to why he thinks he's funny.
Well...
How could you be so worried about getting cancelled that you cancel yourself?
Yeah. Cancelled from what?
Cancelled
taking photos of kids at school? Like, good. You should be cancelled from that cunt. Like,
if Kanye's taught us anything, being cancelled doesn't exist anymore.
No.
Yeah.
If you're big enough or small enough... It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
What are you cancelled from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like.
It's free publicity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Exactly. Like, if you get cancelled, fuck, that's awesome. Everyone's talking about it.
I can understand why he wouldn't want any publicity for his comedy. Like,
yeah.
If that was what I was dishing up every week, I wouldn't want to be known as a comic keeper. So I understand why he doesn't want to be cancelled or, fucking known.
Yeah. No, he had to cancel 3 theatre gigs after he did this podcast.
Yeah. So, times have been tough.
It's all children's theatre, but...
Yeah. Puppet shows where the kids were the puppets.
Yeah.
Being, like, putting your hands in little boys' arseholes doesn't make you bisexual. Mm-hmm. It's just... Good. What is it? You got not a man, do you have a man? That's all you got to go. Yeah. You're not bi, do you fucking had a guy. That's fucking.
Yeah.
And you can't just get one to suck you off, and you can't just fucking root one. You got to get rooted yourself. I don't believe it.
I've got to be there in person.
No,
too.
You can't just give a hand job over the pants. That's the fucking. No, that's gayer.
What are we
than actually getting fucked?
11?
Yeah.
If you give a hand job, you're gay, but if you get fucked in the ass, you're bi.
Yeah.
Your sort of logic is astounding to me, Ben.
I fucking dry humped my cousin when we found the Where Did I Come From book.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Happens to the best of us, Joel. Yeah, we've all been there.
I like that you
That's
did it
relatable,
once.
Right? I'm trying to do more relatable comedy.
Once we knew we were cousins, we're like, okay, we can do this. Before then, we're like, I don't know.
It's not gay if you're cousins.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
And speaking of giving people trauma, he's an ice head now, so maybe that did it.
Yeah. I've seen him on stage. His name's Adam.
Yes.
Pulled all his hair out.
I was Adam Jacobs, not bald Adam.
Jesus.
I don't
still
consider him a comic.
Yeah.
Well, he's putting together an hour. You've seen the flyers.
He turns up regularly. He's a comic. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Better than some of the shit I've seen.
Yeah, that is true.
I'll pay that.
Yeah.
No, he does have, like, you can actually see joke structures and that in there. As much as he makes people uncomfortable. You can see, he actually does fucking write and put effort in, but, like, not my cup of tea, but fucking good on him. Keep going.
Yeah, exactly. I just can't wait to win the bet I had.
That no one comes?
That he fucking kills someone.
You may have already won, Mitch.
Yeah, it's going to be us after he listens to this. Jesus Christ.
I'll pull this episode, guys.
Pull it before Adam gets me. He's going to cancel me.
No.
I love hanging shit on comics. It is a fun thing to do, but yeah. I am on team comedy at the end of the day. If you're a comedian, I'm fucking backing you the whole way. I'm not going to try and cancel you.
No, I want everyone to succeed.
And be like,
if they want to get up and do comedy, I want you to do well. I don't want you to take a steaming pile of shit on stage like El Fagatino does since, well, I don't know, how long have I been going now? He's been doing it before then.
I know. Hasn't written a joke.
Maybe about 30 seconds of new material, but like,
he hasn't written a joke since I've been doing comedy.
I think he just slightly restructures them.
Yeah.
I don't take it personally. I've always said if anyone wants anything cut out of the podcast, they're like, fuck, I said something I shouldn't have. Can you take that out? I'll always take it out. If someone wants an episode taken down, I'll take it down. But I will call you a fucking pussy about it in the process because it's fucking true.
I've had to edit out things because we've said stuff about a podcast or someone on the podcast, and then the podcast come up in conversation with that person, and they're like, "Oh, I'll listen to it." I'm like, "Oh fuck,
oh no!"
I had to give a call to Tyler. Hey, Tyler, you better edit that shit out. I was like, "You make the judgment call," and he'll call me back. He's like, "Yeah, dude, we better edit that out." That was fucked, dude.
I thought it was hilarious the other week when you were talking about when I fucking walked a few people at the showcase.
Oh yeah,
and you brought it up, and I think you fucking hit straight in it. You're like, yeah, Ben walked a few people. He's like, I wasn't going to name him. And Mitch is like, no, fuck him. I'm like, yeah, fuck that cunt.
That's what happened.
Yeah, I got up, they walked. Fucking shit happens.
Life goes on.
Yeah, life does go on.
Dude, I've walked people. I've walked a family of four.
Yeah, but they were speed eating their food to get the fuck out of there before the show begins. Yeah.
They were speed eating it to eat it before he
did. I took out Black Butt.
Oh, yeah,
that was good.
Yeah.
Asking a fucking 13-year-old if he's fucking his missus. Mum complains to the fucking owner.
Don't be in a comedy show then. Fuck.
Yeah.
It's in the fucking clip that actually did pretty well on Instagram, which I was like, well, that fucking worth
there you
it.
Go.
Yeah.
Don't sit in the fucking at the front of a fucking comedy show and have your 18th birthday for your son. Like, what do you expect me to fucking do? Like,
yeah. That's crazy.
You're the only people here. I'm going to address it. Like,
yeah.
Did she not think he was fucking his missus?
Well,
he's a good boy.
He's a good boy, yeah.
Mm. Wait, the kid was 18 or was his brother?
No, so it was his little brother.
Right.
He was sitting right up front and I was just like, yeah.
Who the fuck goes at 18th with their parents like that?
And when I was 13, all I was talking about was getting pussy when I was 13. That was like...
That was the thing.
The main thing was like, how am I going to get some pussy? What do I have to do to get some pussy? Like... That's it. That's all you're thinking about.
Yeah.
And then finally someone gets up on stage that's an adult and is like, so are you getting any pussy? And you're like, no, fucking, got any tips?
Yeah, pay for it, mate.
Yeah.
Pay for it.
No, but imagine it feels like a wet sponge. Am I right?
Get two rubber
Not
bands.
Not far off the mark, mate.
Fucking latex glove and a paper. Roll up, make it a little fee-fee. Pretty much.
And then throw that out and just use right hand, son.
The old prison pussy.
Yeah, prison pussies. I've made a few in my time. Yeah. It's like a disposable fleshlight, you know?
Yeah.
I knew a dude who fucked a milk bottle.
Bit sharp.
Not very girthy.
Yeah.
He's just
kudos
like,
for him for fitting in the milk bottle. Like that's
His name was we'll edit out his name, but
nah, fuck him.
I was like 13. He's messaged me on MSN. He's like, dude, I fucked a milk bottle.
Had to tell someone.
Wow. He's like,
So if you do it, just don't tell anyone.
That's so funny that girls will get upset that guys will brag about, like, oh, I fucked this chick. It's like, yeah, but we also tell each other that we fuck milk bottles. You're not special, babe.
You are as valuable to us as a milk tongue.
I'll brag about fucking a watermelon. Like,
except we see the milk bottle as recyclable. Like we're like, oh, I'll have a crack at that too. But yeah, obviously needs some like body count videos.
Yeah,
some dude like that whatever fucking podcast dude.
Yeah,
and he's like, once you fucking slept with someone, you're useless. I'm like, I don't care, bro. Like you might think that, but
yeah,
I'll shoot in again. I don't know.
They can still drive a hoe.
Drop a hook.
Put them on the farm. What's he saying?
That, like, once a woman is not a virgin, that they're
useless.
They're useless.
Yeah, you still put them out in the field, though. So
there's two. Fine. There's this one that's called whatever, and then I think there's another one, something in fit. Something, I don't know. Anyway, it's like basically these fucking guys who, they border on the line of fucking misogyny. Like, they sometimes you go, oh yeah, like, it's a fair point. And other
if
times,
you're saying that this misogyny is a problem, Ben,
so what,
it's a fucking problem.
And other times you're like, dude, like, seriously, like, what the fuck? Like, harden up, son. But they just sit there with a bunch of, like, OnlyFans models, basically, and just be like, and then just talk men versus women, basically.
I've had that shit popping up. I ignore it.
Yeah, it keeps fucking popping.
Except
just
Taylor's linked the one with the huge bitch in it. I'm watching this one.
Yeah. But essentially, they're like, oh, every time you fucking you sleep with someone, your value as a woman, because they're all like, oh, my high value, fucking this and this, and, you know, like, get over yourselves. Don't use this shit. But they're all going, oh, yeah, once a woman, you know, you're high.
Sluts on a slut podcast.
Yeah.
Like, for fuck's sake. Oh, it goes down. How are you going to be like, I'm high value? Have you watched this show before? Like, do you know how this fucking works?
Right. Lady, I've seen hotter women get shit put in their mouth. Like,
facts.
Yeah. Like, I've seen hotter women eat shit.
I don't want a woman that hasn't had any fucking experience.
Exactly.
Why would you want a virgin?
Fucking virgin that's
get ready for
like
the most toothy blowjob you fucking ever come across. Like, unreal. Like, give me someone who knows what they're doing.
Mm.
Like, fuck, I don't know. But the weird thing is, like, I saw one the other day where, I saw two. And it's like women who were like, oh, thanks to this podcast, I learned how to act. Like, I don't speak unless my man, like, you know, unless spoken to. And, like, if I'm out with his friends, I'll just hang quietly and just, you know, even when I'm talking to his friends, I'll just keep it short and sweet and, you know, I won't over, you know, like, that sounds awful. That doesn't sound like a relationship. That sounds like a fucking prisoner.
Yeah.
Like, that's not how women act. Like, is it? And I
wish they did, though.
I make a lot of misogynistic jokes, but I'm like, that's fucking gay. Like, that's fucking, just talk if you want to talk, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, fucking.
Yeah.
You don't have to fucking, you know, solder, you know, weld your fucking pussy shut and then fucking just speak when spoken to. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, you loser.
Yeah. Exactly.
There's plenty of other stuff she could be doing, you know? Dishes, fucking laundry.
The lawn.
The renovations. Yeah. No, you put those women out in the fields. On farm work.
Sure.
Yeah. Why? Building barns.
Building
barns. Yeah.
You're really on this Amish tip.
Dude,
it all comes back to the
Amish. I play a lot of video games. I downloaded like an AI chatbot for like the video game. So every NPC you speak to in the game is a chatbot. So it has an actual conversation to you. It knows its background. First thing I did, sexually harassed a villager. That's immediately what I did. It's just like,
that's the problem with these video games, Mitch. Now that you're sexually harassing villagers, you're going to take it out on a real villager.
Yeah.
I thought you downloaded Amish Simulator.
That's what I thought it was going to. Here's something crazy that happened. A fucking truck drove over my dad's lawn while he's been away. That's going to be fucking wild.
What was that crazy? Dad is going to be fucking
wild. They were delivering soil to next door. You haven't met my dad. Roof.
No, I get that it's an issue, but I wouldn't say it's crazy.
It's pretty. It's going to get crazy.
Yeah,
it's going to get wild.
Yeah,
but that wasn't the crazy part. The crazy's coming.
The crazy's
but it's not
coming.
Crazy that a truck drove over a lawn delivering shit.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to segue off Mitch's video game topic there. Fuck it. What else is happening?
Here's some crazy
good
stuff
save,
in the world. Truck did a delivery, didn't go 100% to plan.
This is what gets
this
you.
This is relatable.
It's like a cul-de-sac, and he fucking drives around the outside. Like, you could have just backed into the cul-de-sac, champion. What are you doing? Driving across every lawn in the cul-de-sac, do we?
You need to go teach him how to back up, Ethan.
Was it Loz driving the truck?
Was it Loz driving? Could have been. Could have been Loz. Oh, my God. Yeah, we got to take their licenses off of them.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's going to fucking end in.
Yeah, some. I know. Your dad loves a good feud.
Yeah. I took photos of everything for him so he can get some money out of him.
Oh, he's, you know? While he's on holiday, just to fuck his week.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, hey, Dad.
That's why I did it. It's good fun.
My mum did that to me. found out.
Just drove a truck over your lawn?
No, no. Like, ruined my holiday. Just.
Oh, right.
I just didn't tell her I was going on holidays. And she drove past my house, noticed the car was missing 2 days in a row, so called me. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm on holiday. She's like, all right, yeah, sweet. Also, your sister's got cancer. On my birthday. I was like, fuck yeah. Thanks for that.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Couldn't have just driven a truck over your lawn? That would have been much better.
Yeah, it was just like, couldn't have waited a day or two, Mum. Fuck, on my birthday. Sick.
All the ways to deliver it, too.
I know, over the phone.
Tell you what, I fucked up last night. I come in, I was like pretty fucking drunk from down at the Cambo watching bands, and I come in and the crowd's just like not great last night. There was something fucking weird going on. They just weren't laughing. Like, Taylor had a rough one. Everyone's still getting laughs, but like, I'm just comparing it to like when I've seen it fucking blowing the roof off in here, and it's like everyone's having a fucking red hot time. And like, I went up to Duggan afterwards, he was emceeing, and I was like, pretty fucking rough crowd, man. Like, that looked like you were fucking working hard up there. Still got him, but like, fuck, that was a bit of a weird one. And he's like, no, I didn't think so. I thought it was great. I had a good time. And I was like, ah, oh, fuck. I'm gonna be thinking about this for months. He's probably already forgotten about it. And I'm just like, oh, god damn it. One of those things.
Yeah.
Fucking smoke weed about it and fucking, nah, I'm a fucking idiot. But I did learn. I was like, yeah, just have fucking fun up there.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's shit, you're like, I'm still having a fucking good time here.
Yeah.
Don't bother me.
I had a...
Yeah, some people get a bit weird about, like, they are a bit defensive about that. I'm not saying he is.
No, he wasn't. He just...
Because I think he'd call a spade in that situation, but
that's
like,
what he was doing. He was like, I'm still having fun.
Yeah.
He was, like, making that point. Yeah. And I was like, oh, he's actually fucking right.
Because, yeah, the other week when I was up, you're like, oh, yeah, you had him at the start, and you kind of lost him towards the end. I was like, yeah, no. Like,
yeah.
But I wasn't just like, no, there was still some laughing, because it wasn't like... I wouldn't say it was a complete bomb, even in the second half, but it was a drop-off, and it was a noticeable drop-off.
Yeah, you got to be honest about it, because otherwise, who are you fucking kidding?
It did go south, and I just couldn't get it back, but, like, you know...
Yeah, I'd much rather someone come up and fucking be real with me about how it went, rather than just...
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, I was like, I feel like that's how it went, and you're like, yeah, that happened. I'm like, yeah, that did happen.
That's how it went. Yeah, it's not just me. Good to know.
All those people weren't going to the toilet at once?
I don't try and get it back, though. I drive the fucking truck into the wall.
Yeah, we know. We've seen it.
They're like, oh, I'm like, all right, cunts, then fucking strap in.
Yeah.
You're all on board, this is going straight over your lawn.
That was why you headlined the show. I was like, it either goes with you, it's either one or two things.
Yeah.
It either goes fucking incredibly, like it did on the night, you killed, or someone heckles you. And we get a completely different show.
Well, they've been going all right.
They have. Actually, no, you're
online.
Like, online.
They've been going all right.
Yeah.
So if you're in the room, you're like,
perception is reality.
This is fucking, this is tense.
Yeah.
Yeah. You walk a tightrope. Yeah. That's what it is. It's like, it's on that verge of like crossing the line, but you toe it. You toe the line. And then every now and then.
But generally, I'm doing that to stop it happening to other people.
Yeah, you're right. You're 100% correct.
So that, like, when I fucking go way too fucking off the deep end, like,
kill yourself.
Like, your impersonation being the other way. Yeah. Fuck you, kill yourself. It's so the next three or four acts don't have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I'll take the bullet on this one.
Yeah.
Hopefully it stops.
And then stand up the back menacingly.
Fuck you, cunts.
It helps because you're big.
Go sit next to him in the crowd, and when you're done.
Elliot
was, there was some chicks talking in the back over there.
Elliot getting a fight with some women.
No, Elliot was trying to shut him up. He just couldn't shut him up. He just doesn't have the authority. Yeah. Like,
you please be quiet?
He was trying, and like, credit to him. Yeah. Like, it's a fucking hard thing
to
do.
Was he emceeing, or was it a gig? Like,
he was on, but he was just like helping run the night, and they just wouldn't shut up. And he just had to keep going over to him, like, just shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up.
Ah, right.
Like, they'd shut up for a little bit, but then, because, like, Elliot's not...
So he wasn't trying to shut him up on stage, he was off...
No, he was off stage, trying to fucking...
I've seen James throw fucking change at people.
Yeah.
That does the trick. It's your fucking money, your coins. Yeah. The fuck out.
Yeah.
I love James. Dude does not give a fuck.
Yeah. You can't. What are you going to do? Let people walk all over you? Fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit. Make them pick it up.
But I like that putting the brakes on the show like acknowledging, go, all right, cool, you want attention, let's give you attention.
Yeah.
They go, oh, they wilt.
Yeah.
And then it stops.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or they're fucked out of their brain and they have no idea and there's no helping them. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you get
Thank
that.
Fuck you haven't come across anyone like me yet. Because I didn't stop. I didn't stop. Yeah.
Yeah, much better that you're on stage.
Yeah.
Talking about your better. Tits.
I don't have much, I don't have much experience dealing with hecklers because I just so rarely ever get heckled at. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why.
I think it's just the... We don't have crowd work. We don't really give people an opportunity to...
Yeah.
Like, I don't get heckled at all either.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't get why cunts fucking try it on for size with me.
Yeah, I don't. Mm. Yeah, I don't understand.
I was going to heckle in the Newcastle scene.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're not the one I'd pick.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's
other than like the thought that they've seen me do it before, and it's like, hey, hey, poke the bear.
Yeah,
watch what happens.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. I think if you're gonna go to a comedy show, don't fucking
don't do it.
Just don't yell out. Unless sometimes,
or if you're gonna do it, be the one in a million that fucking crushes.
Gets it. Yeah, yeah. I've seen it maybe like a handful of times where the hecklers actually had a good joke.
Mm. Yeah, they had one.
Didn't need that.
See you later.
You're welcome.
Yeah, someone heckled Big Jim at that fucking thing. I'll show you the recording. But he was like, "What? What's your story, mate?" He's doing crowd work. So if you're doing crowd work, you can get heckled.
Yeah.
Actually, you do a lot of crowd work. You ask a lot of questions, which is probably why you get heckled.
Yeah, probably.
Quite yeah.
A
bit,
but there's
it's opening up the room to like, this is no longer a thing. It's a conversation.
But
now.
It's more like of an obvious, like, here, give me the answer I'm looking for and I'll move on to the bit. It's not like, tell me about the time your uncle touched you.
Yeah, but people are fucking dumb.
Yeah,
so they're just like, oh, we're having a convo now.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. No, we're not, cunt. Yeah. Shut up. Yeah, Big Jim's like, what's your story, like, in a nutshell? Like, what's going on? And he's like, okay, yeah, I'm from Beresfield. I came here to watch comedy. I've seen you, and now I fear for my life. Leveled the place.
Yeah.
Like everyone was, it was like one of the best laughs of the night at the Kent. And it was fucking good.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is that room still going or is it done?
Well, that's the thing. I'm pretty sure every time Eddie turns up, they're like, I thought we cancelled this. And she's like, well, I haven't heard.
That's a great way to do business.
Just answering it.
If you ever get fired, just keep turning up.
It is the Costanza bit. He's like, I haven't heard that it's been cancelled.
Yeah.
So they're kind of like hinting at it, and she's just not taking the hint. She's
like, fuck it. It's money.
Keep turning up.
She's like, if you want me, I'll be upstairs doing my jokes.
He crawls through the air shaft to get to his office. Like,
yeah.
If you're not a Seinfeld fan, you won't get it. Yeah.
Oh, man, like, that's exactly what it is. So funny.
I got heckled. Actually, I did get heckled a couple of weeks ago at the Stag by another comedian. Mm. One of the open micers. One of the new guys who shows up every now and then. Did my, like, any takers on my Amish bit.
Mm.
And he's just yelled at, yeah, I'll do it. Nothing else.
Sweet heckle.
I was just like, I just looked at him. I was like, fuck, cunt, you've got one chance.
Yeah.
That's your one.
Did you play with him with it or?
No, I just, because I was trying to fucking sell a show. It was like the one important show that I had that week where I was like, I can't bomb tonight.
Mm.
And fucking, like, I've got a response if a woman yells out, like, on how to deal with that. But I'm not expecting blokes to yell out because it's making fun of women.
It's too easy to just straight away.
You should be on my side.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just like, yeah. I was like, I looked at him. I was like, what the fuck, cunt? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, unless you're adding to it. Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I am petty enough to get every comedian in the scene to fucking heckle him at his next show.
Yeah.
Like, and we do it. We do it because you've got to knock that shit down.
I remember early on, I was at the Stag and I was sitting close-ish to the stage and Elliot was trying to crowd work and he wasn't getting what he wanted and he turned to me and I kind of knew where he wanted to go with the joke, so I just played along with it and he like made, you know, fat jokes and fucking moved on.
Yeah.
And he's like, he leaves and he fucking messaged me, he's like, oh, thanks, King, fucking, yeah. I'm like, it's all good, dude. Like, I knew what you wanted to be like, you know, I could have deliberately derailed it at that time because I knew where he wanted to go, but like, no, well, you know what, not, but
yeah.
You're like, no, you either play along with it and add to it or fucking shut the fuck up. Especially if you're a new comic, fucking shut the fuck up.
A new comic who's seen the joke before.
I've had that at the gala with Becky Lucas on stage, and she was like asking me, crowd working me, like, what's your dog's name and like all this shit. And I'm like, I'm just going to answer and like play along. I'm not going to be the funny guy right now.
Yeah.
Because you just look like a fuckwit.
Well, I too am a comic.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a comic too. Yeah. Here's my hot take.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did want
it's
a line.
It's the Becky and Ethan show now.
I did have a line I wanted to say. Yeah. And I was like, I better fucking not derail this. But she was like, oh, your dog's name's Coco. That's like a basic bitch name. And I was like, your name's Becky.
Yeah.
I really wanted to yell out. Yeah. And I was like, don't do it. Don't fucking do it.
I fucking hate that. It happened a couple of times at the last couple of comedy festivals back where I'd get tickets for somewhere and I'd get seated in the front row.
Oh, it's the fucking worst,
eh? I'm like, yeah, it was, you know, that Floyd Alexander Hunt?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was her, and she just kept coming back to me and I'm like staring at her like, fucking.
Her name is Floyd?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dickhead.
I mean, also plays violin.
Yeah.
What an even more dickhead.
But yeah, she like just kept every fucking like same thing like the crowd work that isn't really crowd work. Like asking questions. I'm just like, can you fucking? I'm funnier than you. Stop. Please stop.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be funny if she just like insulted you.
You're just like, kill yourself. Fuck this show.
Never work security.
Fuck it up.
Yeah.
Where the fuck can we open up a room in Newcastle and just do some shitty open mic? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I think we just got to. You've just got to start approaching.
You have to.
You got one going at the fucking
Prince.
The Prince.
You got one there at one stage. So,
yeah. COVID shut it down.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying like go back there, but I'm just saying like you've done it before. You could do it again.
Yeah, you could do it again.
You just got to fucking go the opposite. Like, you know, do what I'm doing, but I'm not trying to organise open mics because I don't give a fuck about the new people. I'm just emailing and calling fucking every venue I fucking think of. So
that's what I need to do. Yeah, get onto it.
Yeah, I'm fucking swinging and missing a lot, but fucking, I'm starting to get a couple hits. So.
What's your pitch? What are you fucking going in with?
I'm just saying, fucking, it's a. One, I can prove I can make money because, I'm using the Neath one on the fact that I've got this other one booked now.
Yeah.
Well, I've got two others booked, but I'm just waiting for fucking shit to get in line on their end to fucking get the other one going. But saying like, so I'm getting them booked. I can prove I can make money.
Yeah.
Fucking, it's a great point of difference to music. Because who the fuck wants to go? Yeah, I've never gone to a pub to be like, I'm going to go see this band. Like, just me. Like, people might, but
people do. But at the same time, a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, it's a great way to separate yourself from what every other cunt's doing, basically. I don't know. I just kind of go like, and it's more popular than ever. Just look at the success of this place.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't harp on about the club, but I just say like, look how well the club's going.
Yeah.
Yeah. That also proves it, along with this show I've run, and I've got other shows lined up, it's
with
a chance to
promo,
make
can sell the gig.
It's a chance to make you guys money that otherwise, wouldn't be coming into.
You're leaving money on the table.
Yeah, so that's basically my pitch. Yeah. And then I say like, and if you want to know like the packages I can offer, message back, because I'm not going to go and they're like, oh, I can do a showcase, I can do a split bill, I can do this and that. Like, I'm not going to go through all that bullshit
with them
if they're not interested. Yeah. So it's just basically like, it's essentially how this can make you money and separate you from your competitors. And this is popular. Here's
that's a fucking smart way to do it, man.
So that's basically my pitch. It's, turns about three paragraphs, because I say who I am. I don't go into like everything I've done. Just be like, I'm a comedian.
Yeah.
From here, this is what I'm trying to do.
I've sucked off Isaac Butterfield. I'm fucking. Yeah. I'm big name Ben.
I'm big dick Ben. Yeah. Benny Butterfield. Benfield.
The guts man.
Yeah. The guts man. That's such a funny name. Yeah. Fucking Maddie.
Have you had any of them like ask you for fucking like socials and shit like that? Like, what are your fucking thing? Yeah, okay.
No.
Because that's the first thing I thought that they would fucking ask. Is like,
no, because I'm deliberately leaving that out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
you don't really need it.
No.
It doesn't fucking sell tickets.
Yeah. Well, no one knows who I am yet anyway. Like, I've got fucking 350 on YouTube and 900 on Facebook and like.
Yeah,
I don't even know what I'm on Instagram, but it's not good. So it's like, it's no point being like, oh, look at all the cunts I've got following me. Like, who cares? No one's, it's not bringing tickets. Like, when I did Neath, I think I figured out there was probably 25 people generally there for me.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that's not bad. Like, you know, that's pretty that's fucking decent. Cool. Like, and the rest, you know, they could have been Butterfield. They could just wanted to come see comedy.
Yeah.
I don't know what the rest of the ratio was, but I was like, it was roughly around.
There's nothing on in Neath. Let's go do something.
Yeah. It was roughly. It was at least 20, but I think it was like close to the 25 that of people, like, you know, I know through work or fucking a guy I met. I signed a fucking autograph. Did I tell you this?
No.
It was fucking weird. But yeah, I did it. But it was when Butterfield walked in, I was in the bar and I bought him a beer and shit because, you know, he's doing me a favour.
Yeah.
And anyway, this little dude comes in and he goes, oh, I want to get a photo of you after the show, the Butsy. And he's like, yeah, no worries, man. And he goes, oh, I want to get one with you too, Ben. And I'm like, righto, like, I've done photos before when I've, like, been with Butsy, and I think it's really weird because, like, because he does the meet and greets afterwards, his manager was off somewhere and so I was taking the photos for him.
Yeah.
And at times people would be like, oh, jump in as well. I'm like, okay, that's cool. And then there were other ones who were like, oh, can I just get a photo of you? I'm like, yeah, but, like, why? Like, if you get a photo of Butterfield and you go to your friends, you go, oh, who I got a photo with? They go, oh, Butterfield. And you get a photo of me, you go, oh, look who I got a photo with. And they go,
who the fuck is that?
So I was like, it's weird, but, you know.
Nah, you should have seen him. He was fucking...
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'll do it. But anyway, after the show, I was talking to a guy, a customer who comes into work, and I went, oh, fuck, there's that dude who wanted to get a fucking photo. Because I was talking to this guy for like 15, 20 minutes. I'm like, hold on, man, I've just got to go fucking see if... And I turn around, he's just sitting there waiting. I'm like, oh, hey, dude, like, you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, it turned out he heard me on Butsy's podcast and he thought I was really funny.
Yeah,
apparently he almost cut his thumb off because he was laughing at something I said.
You nearly maimed
him. Yeah, he was listening to him at work or something. Nick's his name. Shout out to Nick. I can't remember his last name at the moment. But anyway, I am now friends with him on Facebook. But anyway, he's like, oh, can I get a photo? And I'm like, yeah, man. And he goes, oh, can you sign these hats? I'm like, I will, but like... Why? But yeah, so like, I signed the fucking things for old mate, but I can't remember what we were talking about before I fucking got on that tangent.
Yeah.
Booking rooms and whatnot. I'm like, yeah. But, so I figured out there was like about roughly 25 people there for me, which is kind of cool, but like, I don't have that big a pool that I'm going to sell out rooms based on my name. If you go, Ben's here.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can't rely on that. So I just got to be like, you're going to make money this way. This is popular. That's my pitch.
Yeah.
Like, when I can prove I made money, I can prove people are interested, and I can prove it works.
It helps if the fucking venue promotes it too.
Yeah. That's the one thing I say there. Like, if they're even starting to talk to me, I'll say, like, you know, what's your stance on, like, marketing? Do you have a marketing team? Will you promote it?
Yeah.
Because if you're not going to, I'm not going to work with you.
Yeah.
I've got a full-time job. I've got kids. I'm not
doing the marketing.
Yeah, I don't need this shit. Like, I'll help. More than happy to help. Or if I'm... I haven't had one yet, but if I get a venue that's going to be like, you take the tickets, fine, I'll market it.
Yeah,
because I'm getting all the tickets.
Yeah.
But so far, everyone's been like, you know, more interested in the flat rate because they just go, well, that's pretty cheap. Like, so.
Yeah, and then they collect the tickets.
And then they collect the tickets kind of thing. So, but if someone...
It's a smart way for them to do it if they're going to promote it because they're going to make money.
But the weird thing is everyone goes, oh, like, we'll pay that much. How much are tickets? I'm like, you can charge whatever the fuck you want. Yeah. You're getting the tickets. Like, do whatever you want. If you want to do dinner and a show, you want to charge $50, like, you know, I don't think it's worth $50. Don't do that. But fucking... You guys, I just say, fair price would be $20-$25, but you guys can charge whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
It also depends on the capacity of your room. Like, if you're paying, let's just say, $1,000 and you got 50-seater... Yeah, if you charge $20 a ticket, you'll make your money back.
Yeah.
So maybe charge $25 and then you make $200 plus the bar or whatever. But
yeah.
That's kind of how I'm working at the moment. But yeah, trust me, I'm fucking swinging a lot more than I'm fucking hitting. But
well,
but I'm trying. So
pubs have just got to get people in the door.
Yeah.
Like your sole purpose is to sell alcohol, and you need people in the door. And if they're happy and having fun and laughing, guess what?
Yeah.
That results in drink sales.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I was just really lucky with Neath that they actually hit me up to do... They hit Joel up too, actually, but they hit us up to actually go there and do a show.
Yeah.
And it was only down the road, I went and met with them. I'm like, this show sounds shit the way you want to run it.
Yeah.
Like, let's fucking change it up, and you're not going to get it for the budget you got too.
Mm.
So they're like, oh, okay. Like, yeah. So they actually... So I got a foot in the door straight away. Like, not that I found them. They more found me.
Mm.
And I just said, how about I run it for you? And they went, yeah, sweet.
Yeah.
And then that one just happened to make a fuckload of money because... Yeah, because I've big dick fucking Ben with all these connections to Butterfield. But that's what I'm also not telling new venues. It's like, I sold 170 tickets to Neath. I'm not telling them I had Butterfield.
No,
Taking the credit for that one.
I'm not telling the truth, man.
But I'm not lying to him. So. Yeah.
But you're having a fucking go. That's the main thing.
Oh, I've got it, man. I always knew, like, getting into comedy, like, especially my style, that I was going to have to do my own thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to have to learn how to do it for myself one day. And I thought, I was optimistic. Once I made it to the state finals for Raw, I thought, oh, maybe that might open a few doors for me. But for a couple of months it did.
Yeah.
And I got a few gigs and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I thought it might expose me to Sydney more is what I was more getting. Yeah. I thought I might get invited down there a bit more or whatnot. It didn't. And then I was like, all right, well, I'm back to fucking square one. That didn't open up anything.
Mm.
So that's why I met with James. I'm like, man, I need help. I need to know how to fucking talk to venues.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I was like, how do I put it where it's like, let me come here and do this, but this is what's in it for you. Because at first I was like, I don't know how to tell them what's in it for them. It's just I don't want to do a show.
Yeah.
But luckily I got Neath because they approached me and then it just sold well. So I can use that as a benchmark and say, look, because that's what got Cessnock over the line. The one going. They went, because they made.
Have you done any other gigs? And you're like,
because I mentioned they made $2,400 on tickets alone.
Yeah.
And then whatever 170 people spend on the bar and bistro, they would have made a fuckload of money that night.
Yeah.
They would have cleaned up. And so she was like, oh, once I told my bosses they made like $2,400 in tickets, they were like, oh, fuck, that's a lot of money. Like, that's just tickets. She's like, yeah. I'm like, sweet. So, yeah, that's how I'm kind of selling it. But, yeah, I've got to do my own thing because I'm not going to get booked down in Sydney. I've been trying to get booked in Sydney. I've given up on Sydney. I don't even like performing in Sydney, if I'm honest. Like, fucking... I just don't.
They're just completely different crowds. Like, we've got, like, I think the...
But I was more trying to get down there for connections, but different crowds.
It's like, different crowds. They're, like, we're used to very easygoing crowds.
Yeah.
Newcastle, you can get away with basically anything.
That's why mainly I'm aiming in Newcastle.
Like, you can get away with basically anything.
Last time I went to Melbourne.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That was Melbourne, Joel.
Yeah, no, they're like, oh, it's Joel's come from Newcastle, and the crowd's like, ah, I get up there, and they're like, no, you can't say any of this shit. And I was like, but they like it in Newcastle.
That's because Newcastle.
So you went back to
Did
Melbourne
I say
for a visit?
Retarded or something?
Yeah.
And it was like I'd come off like three or four fucking killer gigs here.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
I'm just going to do that set. And they sat there with their blue hair and their fucking pronouns. And
the goddamn buzz cuts, man. They'll get you.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a bubble, though. Like those little
100%.
Inner West, and it's the same in like inner Melbourne.
Yeah.
It's these little areas where it's like that's where all those people are, but they're a very small majority of
100%.
Fucking the world. Like. Yep.
Most people are cool.
All of American comedy, man. Like, it's fucking brutal compared to over here. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's
UK went like, over there. It's like fucking people are saying.
No, we're
crazy
very filtered over here, and there's a lot of gatekeepers, to be honest. So
yeah.
It's like, they're like, you've got to kind of follow a path, and if you don't follow that, they don't like you. And you're like,
then you're fucked. Yeah.
You're like, no, but I don't fit your model, so why the fuck am I going to follow your path?
I want to do funny. Mates.
Yeah.
Like, what's funny to people that I like?
The funny thing is, like, as much as I fucking love Butsy and whatnot, I didn't know. I knew of a comedian called Butterfield before I started doing comedy because one of my mates at work was like, oh, but one of my mates put out, do you want to come see this comedian? I was like, oh, yeah, okay, like, sure.
Yeah.
So I had heard the name, but I didn't know anything about him. And then I didn't know anything about him until, like, I'd started comedy at the time before I actually knew who he was or anything like that.
Yeah, true.
So I didn't actually know who he was, but, like, I remember when I decided to take comedy serious, I was sitting there talking to a counsellor and whatnot, and she's like, oh, have you thought about, like, doing it online and stuff like that? And I was like, I know I've got to, but I just don't have the... Because my self-esteem was in the toilet at the stage when I started comedy. I was like, I just can't put myself out there yet.
Yeah.
Like, and even the first thing I did, it took me, like, a whole weekend to film, and it goes for 2 minutes. But I just filmed and, criticized, and I'm like, no, that's wrong. And it took for ages. But I was always like, I know I've got to get online, especially to build the audience I want.
Yeah.
And then, I know I'm going to have to do my own thing eventually. And then I fucking found Butterfield, and I'm like, well, this is exactly kind of what I want to do. I think I more modeled it on, like, kind of Frenchie, I guess, to begin with, because I knew who Frenchie was. But then and that's why Butterfield resonated with me, because I'm like, oh, he's like, I don't think I'm, like, he's offensive. I don't think I'm outright offensive. I like to push the envelope. But like,
I was you're offensive, Ben.
No, I can't.
Yeah, no, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah. I can be, but I don't
just go ask the people down in Sydney.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't think
you're offensive to us.
Yeah, I don't think I'm just out offensive. Like, yeah. for the sake of it. Yeah, for the sake of it. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I get you.
But you have a sweetness to you though as well.
Yeah, which is why I think I get away with it.
I definitely don't have.
No.
Joel said I'm sweet.
No, but it's gay. it comes from like a like an honest place, and it's not.
It's silly as well.
Yeah, so
it's not trying to make people laugh. You're not being malicious.
That's all it is. But yeah, that's why Butterfield resonated with me so much, because I was like, oh, this is exactly what I want to do. And so that's how I'm like, oh, well, fuck, I like this shit. So that's kind of why. But I honestly prefer his podcast to his fucking videos, because his podcast is more like actually who he is, and you hear stories about how he started and what he did kind of thing. So I was like, oh, okay,
cool. Yeah, the videos are just to fucking get the blue heads fighting the fucking conservatives.
Yeah, 100%. I still enjoy it, but I listen to every podcast. I don't watch every video.
Which is fucking smart. It's a smart way to do it.
Oh, absolutely, if you can handle the heat. But
yeah, well, that's it. If you're not a fucking someone who was on this podcast last week.
Who didn't even get heat.
You can't,
can't. He just made it on. The stove wasn't even on. Yeah, he's like, ooh. Are we cooking? It could get fucking...
We're going to move on to Patreon now. Let's fucking do it.